Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 8th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 6 cents at 6.10 1/4, July wheat up 9.5 cents at 6.26 1/4, and July beans up 2.5 cents at 13.63 1/4. December corn was up 2 1/4 at 5.33. November beans up 10.5 cents at 11.89. Grains were stronger today. Corn in the wheat market, I think just some short covering by the funds here going into the report. The meal was down $1.20, but the bean oil was up $2.03. Again, I think that's liquidation of funds coming out of some of their long meal position and short oil positions. My guess is they're now long soybean oil after today. But overall, you know, we've got these changing forecasts. They're changing literally every couple of hours out here. It does look like, you know, over the weekend, Saturday night into Sunday, we're going to get some rains, but nothing really heavy here in Illinois, northern Illinois. Iowa, maybe a couple of rains here and there, but it doesn't look like this is, you know, really a drought-busting change out here. So, you know, people get scared with rain, they want to sell it, and the rains don't materialize too well, and they buy it back. This kind of choppiness is going to go on here in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, we have the report tomorrow, which is what the funds relied on to liquidate some of these positions out here. The average corn production number is 15.21 billion bushels. That's down 55 million from last month. They lowered the yield, or expecting to lower the yield, 0.3 bushel to 181.2. I still think that's way too high considering the conditions. Soybean production at 4.505 billion bushels. That is down 5 million bushels from last month, a yield drop of just 0.1% of 1 bushel. So 52 to 51.9. The carryouts are looking for 2,220 million on the corn, the beans 336 million, and the wheat 568. Those are all, the corn's down 2 million, beans are up 1 million, wheat's up 12 million. Wheat production, we're looking at 1.666 billion bushels. That's up 7 million from last month. You know, overall, they're looking for the carryouts to be lower with a lack of demand out here. You look at the exports today, just terrible. So they should be lowering exports. But some of this will be offset by the smaller crop size. And, you know, again, I think the USDA has way overestimated the yields out here. But they're going to kick the can down the road till next month. We'll see what the final acres are at the end of the month. And, you know, I just think we're in the same situation we've been in for the next really 3 weeks. The pros are going to buy the breaks, whether it's caused by some rains popping up or whether it's caused by this report. They're also going to look to sell, you know, initial talk of heat out here. Or dry weather. So I think we stay in this chop here for a while. And, you know, maybe till the end of the month, maybe through the 4th of July holiday, then we'll find out what we really have out here. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.